Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry about that. Anyway, a lot of interesting people born on January 22nd and even died on this date. Francis Bacon, Sir Francis Bacon, was an official in Queen Elizabeth I's court. He was sent to the Tower, almost lost his head. He tried to freeze a chicken to preserve it, and he caught pneumonia and died. Another person around from English history, Lord Byron, George Blake. His famous sister, an author, and Lord Byron is also involved in trying to get Greek independence, and that was about the time when Lord Elgin stole the marbles from the Parthenon. Scandinavian author, August Strindberg, born on this day, a little-known composer of very fine music, Turame. It's also media people in movies. D.W. Griffith, who created several great silent films, Birth of a Nation, which was highly controversial. Also, he did several other films. We had stars coming from Canada, Marie Dressler. We had Anne Sutherland, Linda Blair. And Conrad Veidt, who played Major Strasser in the famous film Casablanca. Conrad Veidt was born in Germany. He was not Jewish, but he had a Jewish wife. And during World War II, he devoted his money that he had made from his films. He gave to the British government to fight the Nazis. He died in 1943. Great actor. Among the other famous people today, great opera singer Rosa Poncel. She had a fight with Toscanini. Great singer. Russian ballet teacher, George Balanchine, born in Russia. A little-known black woman before the Tuskegee Airmen, the black airmen, from Chicago, Willa Brown Coffey. She she studied aviation in Chicago. And helped train the Tuskegee Flyers and later in the war. Also on this day, we had William Warfield, another black singer, married Leontine Price, opera singer. We also had among the politicians, Birch Bayh. The mother of politician, Rose Kennedy, died on this day. She lived to be 104. While Joseph P. Kennedy was off on his marital misadventure, she stuck by him. She went to mass every day. I guess she was praying for the redemption of his soul. Another politician, from the famous DuPont family, DuPontineurs in Delaware, Pierre DuPont. They originally came over to the United States. They were Huguenots, French Protestants, but he became an Episcopalian. Among the famous culinary people, Graham Kerr and Guy Fieri, who's on the Food Network. We also have great author, former L.A. cop Joseph Wambert, who did The Onion Field, made a movie out of this. And also among the deaths today, Lyndon Baines Johnson. Also, it's interesting, the U.S. Supreme Court in January 22, 1973, came down with life and death, that they upheld the right to abortion, and also that capital punishment was outlawed. And, of course, Lyndon Baines Johnson died on that day of a heart attack. And I think it's appropriate. I did promise to play something from Lyndon Johnson. And here, Lyndon Johnson, I think this is, what's best about him? I think that his idea of having a brown man on the ticket for Hubert Humphrey might have helped Hubert Humphrey be elected president in 1968. Let's hear this clip.
Position is commander-in-chief, that I'm not about to stop this bombing unless they arrest me and I take my power away from me, because I've got some of my own right there and I'm not going to shoot them in the heart.
Right.
Not for a bunch of damn draft dogs.
I'm sorry I let you down a little.
No, you didn't. It's a lot of other folks, but not you. It is our own people in the party that created all the problems.
Well, the Democratic Party has its own problems with Hillary. We'll get into that another day. Also on this day, we had the financial genius who worked for Hitler. He was the banker, and Dr. Hauschmar Schlock. He was tried at Nuremberg, but he was acquitted. And it just goes to show you, bankers always know how to land on their feet. Also, among the other deaths today, Herbert Marshall, who had a beautiful bass baritone voice, starred in a lot of movies during the 40s. Judy Garland died on this day. Also, the guy, I think the Mossad got this guy about time, the guy who set up the Munich Olympic massacres of the Israeli athletes, Ali Hassan Salam, was taken out. We had Irving Kahn. He invented the teleprompter. A lot of people don't know that. And, of course, He Loves You, Baby, Telly Savalas. And then we had Rose Kennedy, died at 104. Among people who are getting ready to come to San Francisco for the, Super Bowl 50, excuse me, I'm a little showing. I'm telling people, don't wear flowers in the hills. It's not the loved period of the 50s, of the 60s. And I'm telling people, don't become a victim. You should protect your person and your possessions. And here's what some of the things you should do. Get a cell phone with a backup battery that is charged. Have a flashlight. Don't use your cell phone and your texting while you're in a crosswalk or walking down the street. You can get mugged, and it has happened. Bicyclists, got to be wary of them because they don't obey the law. They think they have special rights. They have an FU attitude toward pedestrians and other motorists. You got to look out for them, whether you're a driver or a pedestrian. People, especially senior citizens and disabled and ethnics, have been knocked down and even killed in the streets by bicyclists. It's municipal mayhem in this town. Also, don't leave stuff out if you're driving, if you have a car, even a rental. Don't leave stuff out in plain sight. Put it in the trunk if you can, or take it with you, or don't even put it in your car. These are some of the things that are the matter, what's the matter with San Francisco. Now, Jack Cashel, famous author, didn't get publicity in San Francisco because he exposed some of the corruption. Right now, there's a movie that's nominated for an Academy Award about the Boston Archdiocese, Roman Catholic Archdiocese cover-up of priest pedophilia and altar boys. But again, these pedophile scandals across the world has cost the Vatican and the Catholic Church billions of dollars. I recommend that you read Jack Cashel's excellent book called Popes and Bankers. It's still available. It's on the web. But also keep in mind that not only priests, bishops, and even nuns have and brothers have committed pedophilia, brutally abused children in their care, even murdered one in a case, and maybe others. But also there are Protestant ministers such as Amos Brown here in San Francisco, the head of the NAACP. They don't know any better. And you have Jewish rabbis who also have been involved and may still be involved in sexual misconduct and pedophilia. So these are things to keep in mind. Among the other birthdays today, I forgot about Fred Vinson, who was the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court during World War II. And, of course, we have among the other guys I may have missed was Graham Kerr and Guy Fieri, who are not galloping gourmets across the tube, but they're culinary experts. Also, among the other things you should be aware of is that we're coming, you know, you can't trust these polls. I worked and did polling when I was volunteering with political parties back east. And I tell people when you get a call from a pollster, ask, who's this for? Who's paying for it? Who wrote the question? Do you check? And we'll have a lot of this in our electronic digital book or publication, Rules for Reformers. So we're still finishing that up. So since we started late, I'm going to end with our usual politics and poker. We'll be back Monday, and I'm still working on a bunch of things. I've had some other emergencies I had to deal with, including my own health issues. And, of course, it's a birthday. I did promise. Uh-oh, what happened here? Something went off. I don't know what happened. Oh, here we go. I did promise the Mahatma Gandhi interview. Let me see if we can pull that up. Let's see. It should be here. Where is the Mahatma? Oh, this is one of the hardest things to do. let's see. Well, he did do his... it's not here, but I thought I had Gandhi's nephew. We'll probably play it next week because some people asked me about it, and I said I had it. Also, people are concerned about the Raiders football team in Oakland, and one of the owners was Gladie Sargent, who was related by marriage to John Singer Sargent. She was one of the part owners of the Raiders. She was very big in animal welfare here in California. She's since dead for the last 10 years, but she did give me that interview, and it's a rare one. So we're going to end with our usual politics and poker, and we'll be back Monday. Hope to start on time and have everything together. We're putting a lot of special things together for our YouTube page, AMICUSVERITAS. And we'll have more expose. Some things are coming up. Excuse me. And so here we go with politics and poker.
But even as we are teaching those lessons, we must never be willing to consign.
No, that's not the one. That was that's politician aura, but that's not the one we want. Let me see. I'm having a little problem here with my computer. Here we go, politics and poker. Here we go.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Pony, up to you.
I'm in. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Impulse.
Possible straight, possible flush.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about
Riley the gun.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of jacks, bat out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where's the call up?
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say. Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fajicinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Playing for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Running neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck!
This is Peter Paul Brazola. Have a safe weekend and keep warm, you folks back east. We'll be back Monday. Hope to start regular time at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Good night. Stay safe.